In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Of the Lord is strong in this place. Just open up your heart in this place. Worship before your Maker.
Yeah.
Let me hear the voice of the congregation. Inside and outside, sing it to him. Outside, join in this worship. Say worship, worship your name. Come and wave your hands to Jesus. We have come before you today. It's 3 days of your power, of your glory, of your presence. 3 days of a divine visitation, especially to the young people, not only in this city, but across the nations and wherever this program is streamed right now. Father, I know you for one thing. Nobody seeks you and seeks you in vain. So Lord, bless us, touch us, inspire us, renew us, empower us, baptize us with your spirit and your fire. That even by the end of today, it will be clear that we met with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the ear to listen and the heart to receive and understand your word. Thank you for the transforming power of your word. And Lord, in this place, I ask that you heal every sickness, bring deliverance to anyone that is bound. We bring under subjection every spirit that is not of God, and we declare that Jesus is Lord in this place. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I'd like you to give the Lord a big hand of praise. Overflow. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise that you can. Hallelujah. Are you ready for Youth Aflame Conference? How do you say it? YAC 2025. I can't hear those people outside. YAC 2025. Shout power. That's what you will experience these 3 days. Do you believe that at all? It says, once has he spoken, twice I've heard that power belongs to our God. Shake the hands of 2-3 people by your side. Welcome them to Youth Aflame Conference. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Permit me to go straight to the word. I want to conserve time. We have a lot to do these 3 days. So much to do. My sincere prayer is that we will align with the Spirit of God to see that He does everything He intends to do. Amen. That we will see what He wants to do and then do what He is doing. And by that, bring change in the lives of everyone present in the name of Jesus. I welcome everyone here in the auditorium, those at the overflow, and those who are streaming online. I'm told that we have several streaming centers across, and that's the one we know. I don't know if there are other places where they are streaming individually. Amen. So, but those who are watching online and those who are here, we are plugged on to the same atmosphere of Jesus Christ that will, by the grace of God, give us an experience of His power, of His presence, and His wisdom. Amen and amen. And for some people who may not be used to me dressing like this, let me apologize for my outfit. Amen. And somebody say, all kinds of opinions. Amen. So just in case I didn't dress the way you like, I'm sorry, okay? It was an experiment. Tomorrow I'll come back and wear native. Since you are used to me wearing native. Amen. Well, why I wore this shirt was because if you look at the imprint, you see it's the face of Jesus. I know you didn't see because you wanted to laugh first. Amen. So, but to how many of you do you think I look good? Amen. No need to apologize. I thought I was going to lose, but since I have a lot of fans, I think we're good. Amen. So for those who may be struggling to receive now, because this is not their idea of how a man of God looks, I'm sorry, it's youth conference. Amen. So that's why I decided to dress like this. Maybe tomorrow I'll dress the way you like so you can receive. Amen. So just close your eyes from what you are seeing and receive. In Jesus' name. I want to welcome every one of us. Welcome all the ministers that are here present. Minister Chijoke is in the house. Please give him a pneumatic bless you. Thank you. You seem to have more fans than me. Maybe you come and pastor. Amen. And I will just go for 1 month of vacation. You come and pastor. Amen. Minister Nathan too is here. Please give him big. God bless you. Amen. You too, you have more fans here. Amen. Maybe one of these 3 days I will surprise one of them and surprise you and have to bring one of them up. Amen. Thank you so much for being here. Pastor Kenny is here with us again from RCCG. It's been a while. It's good to see you, sir. Amen. And Pastor Sunday came from Jos. Give him big. God bless you. Amen. Your own fans are too much. Let's exchange. Amen. Pastor Sunday is doing a great work in the city of Jos. Very powerful ministry that God is building through him to touch lives in Jos. Amen. And every other person who traveled from different places, I'm told people came from Kano, from Abuja, from Lagos. I was afraid that we shouldn't have a foreign visitor. Amen. Not because I didn't want foreign visitors. We are not too sure. Maybe they will arrive today or tomorrow. But you know the security situation in the Northeast. So I think it's going to be quite a step of faith for anybody to travel from outside of Nigeria to come to Nigeria and come to the Northeast. Amen. But nations will come in the name of Jesus Christ. There was a plan I had for this conference, but we couldn't do it now. So maybe we'll do it next year. Next year, these decorations you see, we'll remove it and put the flags of nations. Amen. Because what we are cooking here by the help of the Holy Ghost is not just for us, it's for the nations. How many of you know that you are not limited? When God sends you, you are not limited by your location. Your limitation is you, your mindset. Amen. And so we thank God for that. And we thank God for everyone who traveled from far to be here today. Amen. Let's go straight to the word. I want to teach briefly on what I titled the School of Power. I want you to pay attention because today might be the only day I may have the time and the liberty by the Spirit of God to talk. The Spirit of God has a lot he wants to do in this meeting and he is really pregnant. And the only day I can determine is today. I don't know how tomorrow will be. So I want you to pay attention. It's good that we lay the foundation with the word. And for those who are just attending for the first time, don't worry. This is a house where the word of God is like honey. It's sweet. The word of God here is sweet. I don't know where you came from. Maybe people sleep when they are preaching. Not here. The Bible says the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet when he spoke. Yeah, the word that comes from this platform positions and programs you into an encounter instantly. I am sure of that. So I want you to listen with your ears and open your heart to receive. I will teach very basic so that we all understand. Because I believe that before these 3 days are over, some of you will not only contact the power of God, but you will become vessels of his power. I said you will become vessels of his power. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are truly a blessing when amongst many things you have the power of God backing you. There's a limit to how much of a blessing you can be when you have money. Of course, so much you can do with money. Money in itself is a kind of power. If you have connections, there's an advantage that can bring. If you have material resources, there are still advantages you can get from that. But when you have the power of God backing you, there is no force on earth, in heaven or under the earth that can stop you. You become unlimited. You become unstoppable. And I'm not saying that by theory. I'm saying that as one who has practically for a while experience the power of God again and again. And maybe this conference is the conference where I will have to share with you some verifiable testimonies from my personal life so that I can create a hunger in the heart of somebody here to say, if God can do it with him, God can do it with me. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
So I'm going to share a lot of testimonies, some that you have never heard, some that some of you will fine on true. But the proof of the testimony is what God will be doing after every message. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The school of power. Psalm 62 verse 11. Let's start with a popular scripture that we know. Psalm 62 verses 11. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this. That what? Shout it.
Power.
Shout it again.
Power.
Overflow. Shout it.
Power.
That power belongs to God. Power belongs to who? God created power. God is power. That thing that you call power exists because of God. Power belongs to God. I remember just last year, I traveled to preach for a dear friend of mine, a great man of God, for their conference. I think it's they call it a young ministers conference or something like that. And the conference was for 3 days, but because I was coming, they added a fourth day. I was in December, you know, after the whole activities of the whole year. In fact, I was talking with Papa Jonathan Shokonya from Family Worship Experience, my spiritual father, and he said, by the way, he sends his greetings to you. Amen. He told me, he said, after this program, I hope you don't have any other program again. I said, till October. He said, after this program, go and find somewhere and rest. I said, rest, okay? Amen. So many other programs ahead. So we were done with the year. I traveled. It was supposed to be a time to rest, but to honor my friend, I went for his program. You know, there are meetings you go to because you are invited. And there are meetings that you go to, even though you are invited, you go not just because of the invitation, but because of love. So I went for his meeting. And I remember that day, it was in Abuja. I was in Abuja, but it took me 1 hour and 30 minutes to get to the venue. The place was far. We didn't know the place. And so we're just going up and down, driving around Abuja and all of that. And so many things were just working to frustrate the program. My heart was with the people because they started 3 p.m. and as at 7 p.m. I wasn't there. We were, thank God, a friend of mine was driving me. Thank God I was not using Uber or Keke Napep. If I was there, I would have used Keke Napep. Amen. But you know, over time you would, if you are a minister, anytime you are preparing for a program and you seem to face a lot of issues as you prepare for the program, that should be a sign to you that that's something God wants to do there that he has never done. So all the while I was relaxed, I was calm in the car. When I got there, the people were looking frustrated. Sir, we are so. I said, no, don't worry, we are here. Let's go for the program. Some people had come and gone home, say, when the pastor come, call us. Said, okay. Now, me, myself, I was tired because in the morning I went for program somewhere. I came back barely rested and then I was going out again. And this was ending December when you have been exhausted, or ministry can be exhausting. I tell you the truth. The stress of ministry, even a laborer in a construction site doesn't see it. I'm telling you. I am telling you the truth. Many of you don't know what your pastors go through. You just think it's to stand. Come and stand first. Amen. Come and stand first. Somebody can just be looking at that my seat now. It's all kinds of drinks. Amen. So I went there tired. But I knew God was going to do something. Because there is a way you know God. The Bible says, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. I knew it was just for me to get there and take the mic. I knew I was a vessel of the power of God. This is not somebody starting out in ministry. No, I'd known God to a level. So I got there, I was calm. All of them were surprised. And when I got up stage, after worshiping for a while, I gave a word. And there was a woman who had fibroid. Now, up until now, they have not told me anything to oppose the testimony. So I believe it is true. I'm sure my friend may even be watching now. If I didn't know she had fibroid, I gave a word for another thing and she came out. And I looked at her, I said, who is this pregnant woman? Yeah, madam, how are you? How many months your pregnancy? She said, no, she's not pregnant. I said, but this is, she said, no, sir. It's fibroid. And then I realized that she had that fibroid for 10 years. Long story short, I laid hands on it and the tummy went flat. This is verified. I'm telling you. Up until now, I have not heard anything against as opposed to the testimony. And my friend may be watching now. In fact, one of the backup singers that helped me examine the woman before I prayed for her and after I prayed for her was a nurse. So they were shocked. We changed, you know, the people who were tired of waiting for me to come, the service now started again. And that was the least amongst different kinds of miracles that God did there. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. The God that moved December 30th in that program is still alive today. He will move in this place. Many of you will see miracles you have maybe only watched on TV or perhaps never seen. And the miracles is not about a man. It's to tell you that the season that we have entered is a season where the sons and daughters of God should walk in the power of God. The world that we feel, that we live in, is filled with all kinds of evil. If you don't carry the power of God, you will be a casualty. I know a pastor friend of mine, or a friend to a senior friend of mine, who shared this very amazing testimony in Abuja. Something was wrong with his car and he decided to take, you know, along, not Uber, along, just to go where he was going to. And he didn't know that the car he entered, they were all kidnappers. And when he entered the car, he was in the middle, one person here, the other person here, driver and somebody in front. And then when they drove to a point, they told him, oh yeah, bring out your wallet. They brought out a gun. Bring out your wallet, real gun, not knife, gun. Even knife, if you see knife, even if it's vegetable knife, you'll be afraid. I mean a gun. Please, do something, reduce it a bit. A gun, a real gun. Bring out your phone, your wallet, everything. The guy smiled. He looked at the person who was pointing the gun. He said, so this is what you would tell Joy, your girlfriend, that this is the kind of work you are doing. That was word of knowledge. He said, is it because of your mother that is sick? Is this why you are doing? Do you think the money you get here will treat your mother? They were surprised. They said, who are you? What? Then he turned and looked at the driver. He said, driver, everybody for this car today go die. Except by the grace of God. You know why? He said, that drink where you drink for house. Then he mentioned the name of the alcoholic drink and everything. He said, see where you drink and reach. Close and see where you keep up. You know what? They parked the car, all came down and started begging him. I mean, real kidnappers. You know how it is in Abuja. Collected all their guns, collected everything. So how many of you want to give your life to Christ? Two. Prayed for those ones. The other two. Say, let's drive to a police station. No, you see, when you see that kind of person who is not afraid of gun and who says those kind of things, you anything he says, you do. According to him, two of them are members of Dunamis. They are now pastors. The boldness to walk in the power of God. This is the first impartation in this conference. I release it upon you today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The boldness to look at terror and confront it. And know that the power of God that is in you. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome the world. For greater is he that is in you. That boldness rests upon you today. It rests upon you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I was in a service where the guy was saying it. So, to prove that he was not lying, he entered the program. Never seen in my life, I've never seen such accuracy in the prophetic. In fact, he prophesied to one young man, told him who was doing him spiritually. Do you know what the young man did? He stood up from the ground and started walking out of the church. Where is he going to? Say he's going to take night bus this night. He's going to Enugu. That he will go. They have to hold him and bring him to the church. I've never seen the power of God like that. Strange. Amen. You will walk in power. Oh. Next time you are on a flight and there's a turbulence, you not join people and start saying your last prayer. No way. You tell the person, forget, I'm in this flight. It can't go down. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because you are a vessel. You have to be that convinced. In this life, we don't share conviction. Young people, let me tell you. There are things we can share. We can share company. We can share Bluetooth. We can share all kinds of things. Even clothes we can share. But when it comes to convictions by which you can go through life, they know they share them. There is a God you will have to know. Some people, their God is cigarette. Some, their own is marijuana. Some people, their God is their phone. Some people, their God is their uncle is a senator. But you need to know the I am that I am. The one who was never voted into power and cannot be voted out. The one who was never elected, never selected, never contested. You need to know him yourself. Don't wait for the evil day. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. So for some of you, this conference is a preparation for an evil day that will come. And hear the word of the Lord. You will come out of it triumphantly. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. 2 Peter 1 verses 3. According as his divine power had given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue. I'm sorry. I'm trying to work with time. So I'll just quote the ones I know. According as his divine power in Psalms where we read, the Bible calls it power. But now in the New Testament, the Bible calls it His divine power. And it is by that power that we have been given all things that pertains to life and godliness. To life means your existence on earth, your life in this natural body, all that you will need, money, wife, husband, job, everything you need for your life here, His divine power had given you, past tense. So it is not about availability in the kingdom, it's about accessibility. It's not about whether it exists or not. It's there, but you need to know how to access it. All things that pertain to life and godliness. Godliness means in your relationship with God. Spirituality. So the power of God makes available everything you need to live both on earth and to live in eternity. That means you are rich by the power of God in two worlds. I know when you watch film, they tell you multiverse and all of that. Both in on earth here and in heaven, you are rich by the power of God because it has given you all things. The day you become conscious of that truth, that's the day you begin your rise out of lack into abundance. And when I say lack and abundance, I'm not just talking about money alone. There are people that have money but no spiritual protection. They can be a casualty anytime. The devil can play and joke with their destinies. Let me be very honest with you. It's not everybody that has the kind of terrible dreams you used to have. It's not everybody. Satan has the boldness to go to and give that kind of dreams. And there are some who have the dream and can decide not to pray about it. And Satan knows that nothing will happen. You know, that's more painful. Now, you can't do that until you know how much of the power of God has been given to you. And you begin to walk in the reality of it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in word only. I thank God for our Muslim brothers. I know that their prophet handed them the Quran and the Hadith. But my question is, did he give them power? We have Bible, they have Quran. But we have power. Do they have power? Absolutely no. Absolutely no. I tell you the truth. Absolutely no. I have some of them who come to me every now and then. Why would they come? If their malams can solve it, they should go to the malams. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let's continue. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but in the Holy Spirit. He said, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance. So because the gospel came backed up with power, it brought much assurance. That assurance is faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things, the assurance of things not seen. As you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. In other words, you saw us as natural men. You saw us with our weaknesses. But you realized one thing, that the gospel we preached to you came with power that backed it up. It's the same Paul that said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. He says, and my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of spirit and power. So that, verse 5, so that your faith will not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Any man can argue anything. Argument ends when you bring power to the equation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, we can talk on and on and on end. We can debate many things, but when you bring power into the equation, every argument is canceled. Today, the power of God is coming into your life to cancel every argument of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The school of power. Write this down. Number one, all power comes from God. All power comes from God. God is the source of all power. All power comes from who? God. The power that a native doctor uses comes from who? God. The power that a witch wields comes from who? The power that a pastor uses comes from who? The power of a judge in a courtroom comes from who? All power. Physical or spiritual power. In fact, science has helped us. You know, there's a difference between energy and power. Energy is the potential for work. Power is work done at the rate of time, isn't it? Good. So power is energy disbursed for a particular work along a period of time. Even science has told us that energy, this energy you see, we have electrical energy, mechanical energy, chemical energy, all kinds of energy. The science told us that energy is neither created nor destroyed. That means that when we came into this world, scientists discovered that there was energy existing in the atmosphere. No scientist created any energy. All that they have done is by the same wisdom of God at work in their brain, be able to convert what they already saw existing. That's how I know that power belongs to God. Number two, power exists in different forms and levels. Power exists in different forms and levels. Power exists in different forms and levels. Let's start with the forms. These forms I'm talking about, you would want to look at it as three stages of power that a believer is meant to experience or walk in. Okay? Maybe you can say stages instead of forms. Oh, there are actually forms of power, but maybe I'll talk about it on Sunday. It's too heavy to start from there. Amen. But I know some of you know. So power exists in different stages and levels. Let's start with the stages. There are three stages of power that a believer should walk in. Number one is what I call the power to become. The power to become. The power to become. That's the power you receive when you become born again. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. In fact, in New King James translation, it says the right, the authority, the word there is the word exousia. The power to become, meaning this is power of position. Because you are now born again, you have received the power to become a child of God. Born not of flesh and blood, but of the Spirit. When you are born again, you are born of the Spirit. Yes, as a human being, you are naturally born by a woman. You come out of that womb of the woman filled with all kinds of water. They call it amniotic fluid. But when you become born again in the kingdom, you are born not by a woman, not natural birth, but by the Spirit. Meaning that the Spirit of God comes to make the Spirit that is in you alive. It makes that Spirit alive. So you are now conscious of God. You now carry God on the inside of you. That's what it means to be born again. That's why in John chapter 3 verse 5, Jesus said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit. The water there means natural birth. The Spirit means spiritual birth. It takes a man who is already born into this world to be born again by the Spirit. That's the reason why angels cannot be born again. Because they are already spirits. Psalms 104 verse 4. He maketh his angels spirit and his ministers. Even Satan can no longer be born again. You know why? Because Satan is spirit. So the born again experience is only exclusive to human beings, not even animals. Because except a man be born of water, natural birth, that's the person that now qualifies for spiritual birth. The power to become. Number two, the power to subdue. In bracket, put over. O-V-E-R. Over. The power to subdue. That's the second stage. You go from the power to become. The power to become is what is responsible for transformation. When you are born again and you listen to the word of God, you begin to grow because the word of God becomes food to your spirit. You begin to grow and change into different versions of yourself. The change may not be shown outwardly. You may even be as slim as me. But make no mistake, that's the only small thing about me. Are you hearing me? It's not whether you believe it or not. I'm a heavyweight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, even me, I have to believe it because of the kind of things I've seen God do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, it's the truth. And I don't need human affirmation to know that. I live with it every day. I know it. I know it when I'm alone. I know it when I'm with people. You see, let me tell you something. This me you see, there's no difference between this and when I'm in the secret. It's the same person. The only difference is the boldness and the power to minister. But you see, as bold as I am outside, that's the same way I am inside. So the power to become is responsible for your transformation. When you are born again, you are now a child of God. But notice the word child, child, child. Even though you are the child of the living God, there is not so much you can do as a child. So you need to grow from a child to a son. Will you carry a Mercedes-Benz Maybach and give to your son, your child of 4 years? Say, take, I love you, and my child, so everything I have is yours, take. In fact, before he gets to the car, he will spoil the remote. Somehow he would have dropped it on the ground or hit it somewhere. That's how many Christians are in the kingdom. Yes, they are bona fide Christians. They are children of God, but they are children, actually. In the spirit realm, they are still children. There are things that cannot be entrusted to them, not because God doesn't like them, but because they need to grow to know how to handle those things. Those things are precious. Those things are extreme. And it needs somebody who has grown in intelligence, in experience, and with a sense of responsibility to handle it. That's the reason why the moment you become a child of God, God does not just give you so much power to do anyhow. If not, somebody annoy you, you can curse them and to their third and fourth generation. You'll have to grow with time. Unfortunately, when you go to a malam, because you know the devil, every time the devil gives people something, it's not because he wanted to give them something. It's because Satan is, take this for me, for those of you who are matured, Satan is what I call the angel of commerce. When you read Ezekiel chapter 28, read from verse 12 to 15. Satan, even before he fell, when he was called Lucifer, part of what he was involved in was transaction. This is for the matured. And when he fell, he didn't stop transacting. He understands exchange. And to keep his relevance on earth with human beings, of course, to corrupt human beings, he will look for anything you lost after. And when you need power to win election, you go to Satan. You say, yes, I will give you. Kill 12 virgins. Knowing that when you kill 12 virgins, you have sinned against God and against man. So he's heaping up judgment on your account. But he will give you temporal power to win an election. But your eternity has been doomed. So that you'll meet him in hellfire and you say, welcome, Alpha now. That's why making deals with the devil is a no-no, my brothers and sisters. I met a gentleman, I don't know if he's here, about two years ago, in one of our services in Compassion. He came and met me. I think he fell under the power in the service. The power of God arrested him. So after the service, he joined the line to see me. And he told me, I think he even showed me some of them. He had gone to several malams, and they gave him 7 rings, and told me what the rings was for. But unfortunately, the ring stopped working when he entered our service. And when I laid hands on him, forget about the remaining story. And when he was manifesting there, I said, I thought what you went to the devil to collect is more powerful than what I have. Amen. When I see that the devil has something my God does not have, maybe that day I can think of signing out as a Christian and joining him. Only God knows the sacrifice he did for this. He even told me there was one he was tying on his waist as he was talking with me. But with all of that, he was disarmed. I didn't even minister to him directly. I was just ministering normally. And the power of God arrested him with his 7 rings and his chain. It's a simple truth. The devil has, but what he has is inferior. Power to subdue. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. This is now the power to overcome forces. The power to overcome both natural and spiritual forces. Because God knows that now that you're a child of God, the devil will become your greatest enemy. And he will try to manipulate natural and spiritual forces against you. So you need power to subdue these forces. It says, behold, I give to you authority. When you read King James translation, it says power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, when you trample it and go to sleep, don't be afraid that they will come and press you in the dream. Nothing shall by any means. We have had all kinds of services here, with all kinds of manifestations here, all kinds of but after every of those services, I go home because of how tired I am. I don't even attempt to pray. God man will not advise me to pray because he knows the body is tired. I go and sleep. If they burn you well, appear in this house. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not me. It's the power that I command. The power to subdue. God has given it to us. 1 John 4 verse 4. It says, ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome the world. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So he that is in the world is Satan. The Bible calls him the prince of this world. The Bible calls him the prince of the power of the air. He is the one behind all the systems of this world. He is the one manipulating the systems of this world to be against believers. But the Bible says you don't need to be afraid of him, because the one that is in you is greater than him. And so if the one in you has subdued him that is in them, then you have power over the forces of the world. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 14. It says, I write to you young men because you are strong, for the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the evil one. The power to subdue witches and wizards, to subdue malam, sorcerers, enchanters and enchantress, native doctors. I don't care whether they are in Marama. See, you will know God at the end of these 3 gates. There is a God you will know. You will no longer be afraid of the shrines in your village. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, sir. You will not. You will not be. You will not be. I like God. God does not necessarily change you in the physical to show that something has changed inside of you. He sends you as you look weak like that to the enemy as a decoy. You understand? You don't know what a decoy is? So the enemy looks at you because the enemy is the flesh he sees. Say, this lenge pastor like this. Send 3 demons and then the demons don't return because fire destroys them. Not even just destroys them. So I don't know it was this powerful, though. That's the reason why God does not necessarily change anything on your physical. To deceive the devil. And that's why you don't know men by how they look. Oh, let me tell you the truth. The top 10 richest men in this world, none of them are bodybuilders. I'm not discouraging bodybuilding. It's good for, but the top 10, top 20 self, none of them are bodybuilders. Top 30, go and Google. They don't need a muscle that their money, the muscle that their money has is bigger than any muscle anybody has. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you hear somebody's worth $200 billion, you know what billion is? In Naira first, then in dollars. If you spend $1 million every day, you will not be able to exhaust $200 billion in a year. In 2 years. And you know how much $1 million is in Naira? Or in Kwacha? Or in franc? And all kinds of currency. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Third stage. Power to withstand. So there's power to become. That's the power that transforms you into the image of God. There is power to subdue. That's the power that helps you bring under control and subjection the forces around you. That when things are happening the way they shouldn't, you can speak and bring them under control. The Bible says, casting down every imagination and bringing under subjection every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. You will bring them under subjection. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Whether it is the forces of the weather, whether it is the forces of the economy, whether it is the forces of your father's house, a level of power that you walk with that just brings them under check. If it was true, I wouldn't tell you. Then there is power to withstand. That is power against. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood in verse 12. For as long as we live in this world, we are at warfare. Young people, let me tell you the truth. As a matter of fact, the battle for the young started even before the young were born. There has been a long time battle, even before earth was created. Battle between the forces of good and evil. Between the forces of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. And God knows that this is the last generation, perhaps before the Lord Jesus Christ comes and wraps up this age. And the devil has concentrated on the young ones. There is just a little that our fathers can do. So it is us. We are the Omega generation. It is our strength that God is relying on. He is relying on us, our hands and our feet to finish the course of the advancement of the kingdom. And Satan knows. And that's why Satan prepared for us before we were born. There's a battle for every person under the sound of my voice now. Nobody's insignificant. It's you that sees yourself as insignificant. Oh. Before you were born, there has been history. History has been studied about your family. Satan's business is to know who is the next savior of this family. Who can break a curse that has lasted 400 years. And he remembered the prophecy from Genesis 3:15. That I will put enmity between you and between the woman. And the seed of the woman shall bruise your head. And you shall bruise his heel. And from that time on, every man that is born, as far as Satan is concerned, is a potential of the seed of the woman. That's why as soon as Abel and Cain were born, Cain was manipulated by the evil one to kill Abel. How do I know? 1 John chapter 3, the Bible says we should not be like Cain, who is of the evil one. Believe me, it's you that don't know the things that are being done over you. Your warfare didn't start today. Some of the things many of us are fighting are years, decades older than you. In fact, in the first place, you were not supposed to be born. So the devil already lost that you came out from your mother's womb. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So anything he will do to ensure that your destiny does not break forth is what he will do. So with that understanding, know that we are at war. We are at war. Life on earth is not just fun. Somebody said life is not funfair. It's warfare. It's warfare. In the women's conference last year, I told them 7 battles every man born of a woman must fight. Not Christian, not Muslim, not Hindu. Every man born of a woman. You want to know it? Maybe I'll talk about it tomorrow. 7 battles you must fight. There's a battle for survival. There's a battle for growth. Everybody can do it and pass. The moment you try to get involved, all hell breaks loose. That's your visa that is not coming out. It's not because anything is wrong there. No. There's a battle against your destiny. Because Satan has seen that your location is Europe. The moment you reach there, the anointing God promised your grandfather will land on your head. Do you know the Bible says Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. That was where his ministry started. As soon as he got there, the power of the Holy Ghost came within, and the Bible says his fame spread abroad. Some of you, the power for your destiny that has been ordained, the mantle for your destiny, may not come on you until you find the location of your destiny. That's what God told me. He said, for as long as I have you in Maiduguri, no blood from your body will drop. Are you hearing me? Tell any Babalawo you know that is trying me that that's what God said. He's sealed. That's why you see me, I'm not afraid. And I understand for people who walk around me and are afraid, maybe they didn't hear what I heard. But God told me, he said, no blood will drop. I've been in this town since 2014. I've slept where Boko Haram attacked. Are you hearing me? Not once. I've been where bomb exploded. It's not me. Yahweh said, no blood. Forget it. And I want you to be able to boast like that because you know God. Not because you know a man of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I remember one time I was traveling from Abuja to Maiduguri. No, from Jos. We got to Beni Shek late. They would not allow us to pass. And so we had to sleep there. January 4th, or I think, I will never forget, 2020. In that cold of the night, we slept on the road. You know what God told me? He told me to look behind. I looked and saw cars and trailers and buses. He said, all of this caravan will be protected this night because of you. He said, for I've sent an angel. And I went to sleep. The next day when we left and got to from Beni Shek to Maiduguri, how long is it? Is it up to an hour? It's not up to an hour. As soon as we arrived in Maiduguri, we received report that they have attacked Beni Shek, and the spot we slept was bombed. They would have come before. It's just like the children of Israel when Egypt was pursuing them. The Bible says God brought a cloud that stood between them. The cloud was darkness to the Egyptians, but it was a cloud of fire and light to the children of Israel, so they could not advance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not, I don't know anybody. I don't know any senator. I don't know, nobody sponsors me. I know Jesus. And he said, no blood will drop. It doesn't matter if it's 1,000 witches that sit down and chant for 200 days. When God speaks a thing, it is sealed. Ask the devil. Power to withstand. So you need that power to face the battles of life. If not, you will become weary. If not, you will become depressed. You will become discouraged. Many of us suffering depression. It's not really because of what people do to you. No. Some of those depressive thoughts you have are the demons that are at war over your destiny, weighing in. But today, power from on high will rest upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I said there are four levels. I said power exists in different stages and levels. Number three, power has God as its external source and is distributed or accessed via multiple routes. Power has God as its external source. Power has God as its, eternal source. God is the eternal source of power. And it is distributed or accessed via the following levels or routes. Now let me give you the four levels of power. It is through these levels that power can be accessed or distributed. Remember in point number two, I said power exists in different stages and levels. So there are four levels by which power is accessed and distributed. Number one. And when I talk about power, I'm talking about power that makes you do extraordinary things. Power that makes you live a supernatural life. Power that makes you do supernatural things naturally. And makes you do natural things supernaturally. Power that gives you results that are not human. That's what I'm talking about. Number one. Level one. The first level of accessing the power of God. I call it intimacy. Intimacy. This is the highest level of power. Intimacy, of course, with God. What does it mean to be intimate with God? It means to become one in reality. It's like intercourse between a man and a woman. That's the level with which you can know God. The extent to which you can know God. So you see that God is more than a book. It's more than reading Bible. No. For many Christians, God has been abstract. But the God that we serve is a God that is not only real, but he wants to share his reality, his existence with you. He wants you to become intimate with him. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 6:17, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. One. You can become one with the one that is power himself. Imagine when you become one with power, because God is power. Imagine where you become one with power. That's where men get their boldness from. That's where men of God get their marching orders from. That's where a minister gets the assurance. Why? Because he's one with the highest broker of power. Intimacy is the highest level of divine power you can access. If you access power at this level, you'll be able to access power in the other levels. And nobody can use power in the other levels to counter you if you access power at this level. Intimacy. That's why, young people, you must know God for yourself. Oh. You must know God for yourself. God is not like a nightclub that you can go to this one today and next week you go to another one. No, no. It's a call to relationship. You will know that you know that you know him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you, if you are in trouble, there are people you will never call on your phone. Why? Because you don't know them that much. Or you are afraid that if you call them, they will think you are only calling them because you need something. Because you've not built your relationship with them. But then there are people that if you are in trouble, you can call. You can even insult them and ask for help. And they are willing to help you. My friend, keep quiet there. See your head. Abeg, find me 5K there. You know the way young people do it now? Oh, but you get 5K. Find me 5K there. As if he gave you 5K to keep. I don't have 5K, I have 5J. You know the way they beg now? So boy, find me 5K now. Oh boy, you owe 2K there. Even the 2K is no longer urgent. Because urgent needs have become bogus. Intimacy. This is power by fusion. Power by intercourse. This is the most authentic and purest form of power. Intimacy. Because it came direct from the source. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It came from God to you direct. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So when that kind of he is talking, demons will see Elohim talking. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Acts chapter 3, what did Peter tell that man at the gate? Beautiful. He said, silver and gold I do not have, but such as I have. Such as I have. What did he have? In the name of Jesus, rise up. And the guy got up. Such as I have. Peter was one with Jesus. He knew the master. He knew the one who had all power in heaven and on earth. The same one that told them, go into the world and preach the gospel. He says, such as I have. Do you know Jesus? Do you know God? Can you boast of your relationship with him in the day of need, in the day of battle? Can you call on God and he will answer? When there is trouble around you, can you call his name 3 times and everybody around you will know that there's somebody who knows God? Can people run to you when there are troubles they have that man cannot solve? It's not everything money can solve. Stop chasing money. In fact, life is designed in such a way that anything you chase, you will never conquer. And you will only conquer things you never chase. When you get to the embassy and they're about to deny you the third time, and you have split seconds for your fate to be decided, can you call Jehovah? And I don't know what he does to that person behind the desk. I remember one time I was to travel. I got to the airport late. I got there late. But it's not my fault. People, anytime I travel like that, they will not allow me to leave on time. Everybody, this one, even on the road, this, who must see you? That's the other side of being anointed. I got to the airport late. I know that if I miss my flight, it's not anybody's fault. But I spoke with entitlement. I said, no, the plane will wait for me. We got there. When we got to the boarding gate, they have already called final boarding. For those of you who fly by air, they've already called final boarding. In fact, I saw them. Nobody was climbing the stairs. I saw the plane there. Perhaps they will soon remove the staircase, shut the door and all of that. And then there was this young man who carried me there. I don't know what he did. He just carried his phone. I think he made a call. I don't know what happened. He did something and spoke to the person there. And the person took a walkie-talkie and spoke there. I didn't know. I found out later that they told the pilot that a VIP is about to enter the flight. He should keep it. After politicians had boarded, after those in business class, I found out later that that's what they said. Because when I got to the plane, I saw all of them with their jacket looking at me as if I'm the one that stole their destiny. And guess what? I was wearing a short sleeve with palms. So, but just before I got to the plane, when I realized what had happened, I stopped running. I started bouncing. Are you hearing? You have to walk like a VIP. If you know one thing with very rich people, they don't dress to impress. They can just wear short knee and jump out of there. And you understand? Somebody can just decide, let me go to Lagos today. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I had the story of the CEO of Volkswagen. You know Volkswagen? That brand. I had a story from him. I didn't even know he was that young. I thought he was a very old man. He said he went to London and finished closing some business deals, and it was his wife's birthday. So there was this designer bag his wife always said she wanted. So he decided to go to the shop where the shop of the designers gone. You know, many of you carry Gucci bag, but you don't know whether your bag came from Abba or from Dubai or from Italy or China. So he went to the shop there, and he was just dressed in a t-shirt and, you know, some simple pants. He drove in a very simple Volkswagen. When he got there, he parked. He got to the entrance. The person at the entrance didn't want him to enter. After a while, allowed him to enter. Nobody answered him. He said, please, can I see your manager? They said, no, my manager is not available. So he finished and left. Then he came back 1 week later. This time he was driving a Ferrari. No, a Lamborghini. With his wife. Come and choose the bag you want. And he dressed. As soon as he came, the person at the door ran to him. Say, sir, please, you are welcome. Premium customer, please come in. As soon as he entered, they said the manager will be with you shortly. The same manager that will not see me that was busy last week. So they now took them to a private room. They sat down, blah, blah, blah. He said, no, I'm not buying anything. Honey, let's leave. Say, what happened? He said, you were not available last week, but now you are available. You are all over me. Honey, you are not buying this bag. Let's go somewhere. We'll buy another bag. And he walked out of there. So that's how big people are. Somebody say power. Intimacy. When you grow in your knowledge of God, as you study the word, as you spend time with the word, as you spend time in the place of prayer, you are becoming more intimate with God. And he's releasing measures of his power on you. You will not know when he's doing the releasing on you. It is when you come out and situation presents themselves. Even me, there are signs God has worked in my life that I'm surprised as the people looking at it. That lady whose stomach became flat and the fibroid disappeared, I didn't feel anything in that service. I was tired. I was as surprised as them. And I can't tell you strange testimonies again and again of things I can't even imagine. Why? Because it's power gotten by intimacy. That's why the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1, remember now your creator in the days of your youth. When you trade your life, instead of going to have fun every time, when you sacrifice your life to spend time with God, it's not a waste of time. No. Part of the reward is a power that cannot be produced anywhere given to you. I've tasted power from God before. I know what it means. Nobody can give you what he can give. There is a place money will fail. There is a place where people that have connection and money will come to you and need help. Many of you walk around and you feel intimidated when you see people with their money. You see people in big positions. Admire them, honor them, respect them, but don't be intimidated. As long as you walk with I am, you have something they don't have. I'm telling you, you have something they don't have. Talking with a gentleman on phone. He was in South Africa one time. And we were talking on phone. He entered a building. We're still talking. Then he entered an elevator. You know elevator? Lift. No, don't worry. I'm wonderful people. You are my people now. We're in Maiduguri. Lift. Elevator. That thing that if you enter, it will just be going up like... We were talking on phone. I did not prophesy favor. I was just talking with him. And then he was sharing with me something they wanted to do at the end of the year and the amount of money they needed in dollars. We were talking. As soon as he entered the elevator, network ceased. After about 2-3 minutes or 5 minutes, he called me. He said, Daddy, guess what happened? Now, he was telling me before he entered the elevator, this was the amount he needed to do what they needed to do. As he entered the elevator, and I was just telling him, no, don't worry, God will provide, it's God's work. As he entered the elevator, he met somebody, another Nigerian. And instantly they started talking. Now this Nigerian is highly placed, influential. Long and short story, from that level to where the elevator stopped, he got $1,000 from that guy. When he came out and called me, we were talking, he entered the elevator, network ceased. He called me 5 minutes later. He had gotten $1,000. I said, just they call me every day. They call me. Maybe the money. You call that a coincidence? No, sir. No. The power that commands favor. I'm praying for somebody. This is all you need in this conference. The power that commands favor. Undeniable access and acceptance. I pray by the God whose I am and whom I serve, that at the end of this conference, it will rest on your life forever. That power for favor will rest on your life for today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Undeniable access and acceptance. Opening doors that don't exist. You understand? I'm not saying doors don't exist. It will create a door and open it. When that power comes upon you, that's what it can do. Stage 2, level 2. Now, under level 1, I said this is also the level from whence other levels of power can be explored, engaged, and verified. It is from this level of intimacy you can verify and authenticate other levels of power, whether it is true or not. Level 2, positions. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. Above all thrones and dominions. Your name stands above them all. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. positions. This is the second level of power. Position. Power that comes by position. It's interesting, or it will interest you to know that God deposits his power in positions. Any position you find on earth and in heaven was authorized by God. And there is a measure of power from God to back that office. Whether it's the position of a judge in a court, appeal court, supreme court, or the position of a president, or a governor, or a senator, or a pastor, or spiritual positions. Let me show you something. Romans 13 verse 1. The Bible says, let every soul, Romans 13 verse 1, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Do you have it in King James? It says higher powers, I think, in King James. It says, let every soul be subject unto higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be, even though you don't like the person, it's not about the person, it's about the position. Your president is not Christian, but he's occupying a position that carries power that comes from God. You don't believe it? That's the scripture there. So instead of criticizing, talking, insulting, pray for him. He may be doing right or wrong. It is not in your job to insult. Because the day he entered that position, he was occupying a seat that carried a measure. This is a very serious thing that young people should know, because this generation, we don't know honor at all. Even from the north here, where we claim to be respectful. We are respectful, but we don't understand honor. These are two different things. We are respectful so long as the person is about the person. But this is power that is not about person. It's about position. You don't like your pastor, but he's your pastor. And he occupies a position as the shepherd. Let me show you something. Listen. That's the reason why many of you, you often in your encounters, in your dreams and your visions, you'll find your pastor coming to you in your dream, praying for you, laying hands on you, doing this and that for you, isn't it? It's not your pastor. Your pastor is still sleeping as at that time of the night. That is the angel sent from God backing the position that your pastor occupies. That's why you hear them say, the angel over this commission. Let me give you a story. Remember Peter in Acts chapter 12, when Herod arrested him and put him in jail, the night that the angel came and freed him, when he got to the house of John Mark, they were praying there for his release. He knocked on the door. The slave girl Rhoda came and looked and saw that it was Peter, went back and told them, Peter is at the door. They say it's a lie. They say it's his angel, not him. That means the early church those days, they were used to having encounters with angels that looked like their leaders. Because those were ranking apostles. My father used to tell me something. He said, if a madman comes to you and says he's a man of God, treat him as a man of God. Don't buy trouble for yourself. There are some ladies now that are not married. You've not done anything wrong. But 5 years ago, you disrespected somebody that was occupying spiritual authority. You better believe me. Especially those ones that won't talk to you. They just walk away. Did God not say vengeance is mine? Many of you always want to respond and listen. The one way pain pass is the one where you just walk away and leave it for God. He said vengeance is mine, for I will repay. If God say I will, nothing will stop him from bringing it to pass. I remember years ago, I had an issue. I shared it on Sunday. I had a young man had an issue with me. And, you know, did all kinds of things against me, which I won't talk about. But I forgave him. 3 years later, he came to my house, knelt down, and apologized. Why? He was about to start something, I think a ministry or something. And he said that the Holy Spirit told him in a place of retreat, because they were struggling. It wasn't working. The Holy Spirit said, if you don't go and apologize to Apostle Jonathan. That was how he called it. So the Holy Ghost knows I'm an apostle. He said, forget this thing that I called you to do. It will not work. I didn't hold him to mind. No, I forgive him. Power by position. Be careful. Your father is your father. Drunk is still your father. Wayward is still your papa. Didn't go to school, he's still your father. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible didn't say honor your good father and mother. The Bible didn't say honor your rich father and mother. He said honor your what? Father and mother. Who care what they are? Honor them. This is a message to somebody just before you leave. Honor them. You may get everything correct, but if you have not honored the position they occupy, forget it. If you have not gotten the blessing, forget it. Do you know that Jacob had to run away from the house? Please help me. You don't need to increase the volume. Jacob had to run away from the house. When he ran away, he left all that Isaac had for Esau. Because Esau was going to kill him, isn't it? So 20 years later, when Jacob was coming back, Esau would have collected everything that their father had. Yet Jacob was richer than Esau. Why? Though he ran away without collecting anything, he ran with the father's blessing. Before I came here today, all the fathers that God has placed on my life, they have all called me and prayed and blessed me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So my own prayer has generated anointing. Your own prayer generated. Then I have their own backing. If I'm lying, ask the demons. Power by position. By position. And that's what we enjoy in the name of Jesus. See, when you say in the name of Jesus, look at me. This is the reason why the name of Jesus doesn't work for many people. Listen to me. They say it without the understanding. They say it without the consciousness of what it carries. When you say in the name of Jesus, it means I'm coming in the position of Jesus Christ. In the name. The name is an office. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name Jesus. So that is his office. And because of that office, every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth will bow to him. Now, when you say in the name of Jesus, you are occupying that position. It's just like somebody entering the staff car of the president. And because of that, commanding the respect of the president. I stayed in a military facility one time. I think the highest military facility in this country. It's only generals that stayed. Even among generals, it's only generals that stayed there. And anytime we pass the gate, they will salute. Then one day, I went somewhere to Nyanya with a brother. He came with his car, good car. Came with his car. We went to Nyanya, prayed for his mother. When we were coming back, they stopped out at the gate, started asking questions. Yes, where are you going? Ah, I said, but this is strange. I pass here every time. When I mentioned the name of the person I was staying with, they say, open, open. Welcome, sir. And then the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, that's what in the name of Jesus means. The thing is, all the time I was passing that place, I was passing in my friend's hillocks. And my friend is a senior officer. So when I pass, they don't see me. It's that car they are looking at. When you say in the name of Jesus, the demons don't see your past. That you got pregnant at 16, they don't see that. They don't see your past that you failed the exam. No. They don't see that you are jobless. No. The moment you say in the name of Jesus, they don't even see that your body is sick. The moment you say in the name of Jesus, what they see is Jesus. Because it's only the person that has that office that can invoke the powers of it. That's why when you call that name, it's enough. Go and sleep. Don't wait for everything to die down. When you call that name once, go and sleep. Ephesians 1 verse 19 to 21. Talks about the power that God has given. And then it talks about different positions. It says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. He set him far above principality. These are positions. There are spirits that are referred to as principalities. These are spirits that are princes among spirits over territories. Let's continue. Far above principality and power. There are also spirits that they refer to as powers and might and dominion and every name that is named. All of these names are symbolic of positions that carry some level of power that comes from God. Yet, God exalted Jesus above them. So Jesus agrees that they are there. But Jesus was exalted above them. That's the reason why they can come and try you, but in the name of Jesus, they are subdued. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Colossians 2 verse 10 says, you are complete in him who is the head above all principalities and powers. So God perfected our salvation in Christ Jesus because he is the head over. That means that they exist. That means that the forces in your father's house exist. Forget that I'm trying to make useless the powers of the enemy. It exists though. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Powers from Marama, Ide. Powers from Uba, Ide. Gerkida, Ide. Where else again? Some of you are even afraid to call the name of your place because it's as if when you call it, one demon with three horns will appear like this. Then they will, but God, Jesus has been made head over them. We are not saying they don't exist. They exist. It's just that Jesus is above them. And God has made you complete in him. I hope you are catching tonight. We're almost done. Level 3. Principles. God hides his power in principles. That's also another level to access the power of God. Principles. This is the most common and easily accessed level of power. Principles. This one can work for all men, whether you are born again or not. That's why an unbeliever will give to a pastor and be blessed. Because this one is not about prejudice. And I'm not saying that to encourage that you keep living your sinful life simply because when you give to a man of God, all things are new. No. You can access power from principles. But it doesn't guarantee your salvation. There is still another principle by which you receive the power to be saved. Romans 10 verse 9 to 10. It says, for if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Principles. This is the kind of power that is released when you register obedience. Obedience. Elijah told the widow, bring me water. As she was going to get the water, I said, fetch me a morsel of bread. The widow said, the little one we have want to eat with my son and die. Elijah said, no, you will not die. The barrel of meal will not fail. Neither will the cruse of oil run dry till the day God sends rain. Give me to eat first. And she obeyed as foolish as it is. If it was in our day, they would have carried it on social media. Pastors eating money. There are many people that will go to hell because of that statement. Yes. Because as I'm standing like this looking, let's leave that one. There are pastors who may be eating money, but there are also pastors who the church is eating from. So since you don't know which is which, keep quiet. Koinonia is going on now in Canada. Early this year, I was with God's servant Apostle Selman. He told me that for the U.S. conference alone last year, they spent $1.2 million. Is it that money is in Koinonia's account? Somebody will now open his mouth and say, pastor is eating money. Don't bring damnation on yourself. Pastor is practicing what he's teaching you. You practice it and you will rise. Hallelujah. Look around. How many of you love the outlook of this conference? And by the grace of God, before tomorrow, there are certain adjustments we'll make. This one is experiment. Are you hearing me? This does not happen by anointing. Money died. Malachi. Are you hearing me? And it's not students that can give that kind of money. Let me just leave. I don't even care about those people. But you know, it's up to God. Is you will see on the last day, you many people will be surprised. In fact, the line of people who say, "Pastor, they eat money," I'm very sure it will be so long that we'll have to beg God. I beg, stop him. Many of you don't know how some pastors sacrifice even the life of their own family for the sake of the work. This is power by principles, obedience. God says, do this. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 2. God says, do this, you do it. You see his power. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. So if you want no trouble from your enemies, please God. What does it mean to please God? Be in Christ. Do what he wants you to do. And deviate from evil. But somebody is into evil and is running, he is coming to complain that they are attacking him. Somebody is living in masturbation and is coming for prayers because they press him in the night. Sir, you are broken the law that should keep you. Somebody is keeping a boyfriend and sleeping with a boyfriend, and the boyfriend is not their husband. And they are coming and asking God for favor. And we think God is like us that has two eyes in front and no eye behind. It's principle. Do it and you see my power. You don't do it, and sometimes when you disobey it, there is power to that law to fight disobedience. That's the thing about laws and principles. They are not emotional. You comply with them, they help you. You disobey them, they punish you. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he will reap. He didn't say God will come and make sure he reap. Mm-mm. God said the law there. So a lady went and slept with somebody that is not her husband and ran back and came back and asked for forgiveness. God will forgive you. The blood of Jesus has provided for that. But that thing will not stop on unwanted pregnancy. It will not stop HIV. Because you obey the principle that brought that one. Now don't you pretend on me, oh, this is also good part of the conference. And I think I'm the best person to tell you. And as I'm telling you, I'm telling myself. Yes. Somebody came to me one time for prayers. Knelt down. And you know, I was still young then. So if I see money, I will respect. Now, no more. No more. At least to a level. I don't know if I see 100 million, if I will change. God is still working on my heart. But at least if you bring 10 million, 20 million, I will tell you, oh God, go and repent. Alright? And tomorrow I will tell you how God was able to do that in my heart tomorrow. Because tomorrow I want to teach about wealth. The power to get wealth. What God will do to you, that people will come with their money, you respect them, but you tell them the truth to their face. Told somebody one time, a high-ranking government official. I said, the Lord said there's an attack of death coming to you. Please gather your family, pray for 3 days, and you know, take the communion. Pray for communion, take it. That's what God told me. Pastor, you know, I don't believe in all those things. Honestly, I just pray my prayer, do my thing. All right, sir. Months later, I got a call. Pastor, help me, thank God. Oh. Jehovah is faithful. Oh. Jehovah El Shaddai. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah. I say, oh God, what happened? A high-ranking government official. Say, Pastor, God delivered me from cancer. As I later learned, he spent $60,000 on chemotherapy, on radiotherapy. How much is communion that would have saved him? But he disobeyed. Just like in this conference, God will give many people instructions. Don't leave before your instruction come. That your seat you want to stand up from. Don't leave before your instruction come. Because your miracle will be tied to that instruction. Is that a way to keep you? Yes, polite way. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 2. Power by principles. That's why many people are prayer warriors, but they are broke. They have obeyed all the principles to generate spiritual power through the place of prayer. But the power to prosper, the principle that will broker it, is not there. Somebody is not doing anything and he wants money to just fall from heaven. Because pastor said, oh, God bless, somebody came and gave me. No. See, when a pastor tells you, somebody just came and gave me money and calls it favor, he has the right to that kind of favor. You know why? As he's talking to you, you don't know how many people, thousands of people, his messages have blessed. You don't know who he has prayed for in the night that has escaped death. He's blessing people every day. So it is natural for people to be a blessing to him. You, that's not what you do. You have to engage in something, work, business, for money to come. But you want to be like pastor who will stay and money will fall. The day the money fall, tell me. I'll come and carry basket and stay there too. Principles. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 2, so we can pray. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Hearken diligently. God said do 10, you do 9, is wrong. God said do 8, you do 6.5, is wrong. Nobody demands obedience like God. 6 over 8 before men is good. 6 over 8 before God is failed. To observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded this day. When you do that, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Say amen to that. Amen. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken. How many of you want to see the overflow? I'm talking about blessing. Before you exhaust this one, another one comes. It's possible that you have not seen it. Doesn't mean it's not possible. The Bible says you must be complete in your obedience. Complete. God says, give me 100,000. Oh, guys, not 90,000. 100,000. Give it. Complete obedience. And can I tell you something? Be afraid of a man who has perfected obedience before God. Any man that has perfected obedience before God, be afraid of him. Be afraid. Don't even find trouble. Even if he finds you trouble, beg him. Because there's something about God and obedient people. Ask Abraham. Ask Abraham. Abraham lied to two kings. He's my sister. He's his wife. He lied. God didn't punish the liar. God went to the people who carried wife. Are you not a just God? Who cares about being just God? Yes, I'm a just God. But because I'm just, that man obeyed me. He left his father's house, left his country. He has obeyed me this far. So my jealousy will protect everything. Even if he lies till tomorrow, I'll protect him and finish that one with him later. Is he a license to tell lies? No. But it's obedience. Obedience brokers power by principle. I'm telling you. That's why there are some unbelievers. No matter what you do to them, they will not go down. You know why? Believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe his prophets. Find that guy very well. You see him vocal, shouting anyhow. Maybe there's one prophet he has connected to somehow. A prophet that has something with God. And the prophet said, go, nothing will challenge you. When you fight him, it's not him you are fighting, it's the prophet behind. And when you fight him, it's not the prophet you are fighting, it's the God behind the prophet. Jesus said, he that receives you, receives me. And he that receives me, receives him that sent me. That's where the principle of honor comes from. Many of you have met people that just a little honor and respect, your life would have changed. No. The Bible says, without controversy, the less is blessed by the greater. So anytime I go around, these are fathers. I don't care if I have to come back broke. I will gather everything and go.
gather, because the less is blessed by the greater. Yes, I may leave that place without cash, but he put something on my head that will bring all that money back. It's a principle you obey. It's God speaking to us this evening. This conference is meant to reshape your mind. That's why it's not just jumping up and down. No. That you will live here with understanding. Understanding. Finally, level 4, before we pray. Change the key and play for me. This is the level of covenants or pacts. P-A-C-T-S, pacts. As in covenant, agreement. Level 1, I said intimacy with God. Level 2, positions. Power that is trapped in a position. You occupy the position, you carry the power. So Jonathan may be sick, but Jonathan the apostle, there's a power in that office. That's why somebody sick can come and preach as if there's no sickness. And after he goes back and falls sick again. Elisha died of an infirmity when his mantle was working miracles. Why? Because he was occupying a position. There's power that comes by principles, level 3. But there's also power that comes by covenants, pacts. This is when a man aligns with God. When a man enters into a covenant with God. Or when a man aligns with those who have been covenanted with by God. It's not you that God made the covenant with. But you know the person that God made the covenant with. And you find yourself and attached with him. You become... That's why Lot was blessed. In fact, Genesis chapter 13 is Abraham God called. The Bible says Abraham and Lot, they had become rich and they had possessions and cattle everywhere, to a point where Lot, who was a small boy, they gave back to him in Abraham's presence. He's Abraham's nephew. He started fighting with Abraham. Why? He was foolish enough not to know that it was not because of him. He simply followed a man that had a covenant. Young people, you may not have everything in this life. You may have intelligence, you may not have favor. You may have this, you may not have that. There are things you may not have. Look for men that God has given it to and find a way and connect yourself. It's not idol worship. That's a way of brokering into the power of God. Apostle Selman was praying for me early this year. And the prayer now entered one dimension. He said, anybody that fights you, may my covenant with God fight them to the ground. I say, amen. No, I'm telling you for real what he said. For real. For real. He said, anything that tries to rise against you, I command the earth to bury it. Amen. That territory where you are, you will live above the resources of that territory. Amen. I declare that you must become outstanding. But more just to talk the amen. We'll go talk later. You stand up from that kind of prayer and you are feeling as if they put pot on your head for 3 days. No, sir. So me now like this. I am a blessing waiting to happen. I'm also trouble waiting to happen. That doesn't mean, and you know me, that doesn't mean I go out looking for trouble. No. He told Abraham, I will bless those that bless you. And I will curse him that curse you. In the name of Jesus. Anyone, any tongue that has risen against you, in the name of the Lord, I declare a curse over them. I said I declare a curse over those tongues. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is power by covenant. You see, when you walk with God, especially when you choose to follow the path that God puts ahead of you, and sometimes that path can contain suffering. Many people will look at you as a fool. Many people will not understand what's happening with you. You are just simply obeying God foolishly. Your obedience is about to trap you into a covenant with God. A day will come where God will say, from today. When last did God tell you that? Check your life. When last did God swear by himself, like he did with Abraham, to bless you? There is the highest dimension of blessing is what we call the sworn blessing. The blessing that comes by covenant. God said, as long as day and night remains, my covenant with day and night, that every day you wake up, there is sun. Every night you go to sleep, is dark. He said, as long as that never changes, that means anything I've said over you will never change. And day and night, the Bible says, will not cease. There are men on this earth that God has covenanted with them. Oh, just like there are men that have covenanted with Satan. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No matter how you preach to them, they will never believe in Jesus. Because they sold their soul. It's a covenant with Satan to get money, to get fame, to get anything you call it. And you know how those people end up. Ask Michael Jackson. Ask Whitney Houston. Should I continue with the names? So also there are those who have covenanted with God. In their sufferings, in their shame, in their predicament, God swore to them, you went through this because of my sake. From today, you will never beg again. Carry that man, drop him in a desert. A bakery will appear there. Because God in heaven, you don't understand. When God makes a covenant, all of creation knows. All. That's when you know that sand is a living thing. Sand. The earth. God can compel the earth to obey, man. God gave Abraham the whole earth. He gave, even in hell, Abraham had a portion called Abraham's bosom. What kind of a man is that? A man like you and me. You want to be wealthy in this life? There is a pattern in the kingdom. Study Abraham. A man that grew to a point where God covenanted with him. How about Moses? Till today we don't know where he died. We don't even know how he died. God said, come up the mountain and die. God had already said, you will not lead them to Canaan. But God knew that Moses will keep living. Because at 120, his eyes were not dim. The strength of his youth was still there. It would take more than a natural cause to kill that man. God says, see the land, come up the mountain and die there. Me, I'll kill you. And in Jude, the Bible says, when Satan went to contest for the body, that's the first and only time Satan is interested in the body of a man. Perhaps he saw too much power in the life of Moses. In fact, do you know that in some historical texts, this is not written in the Bible, but in some historical texts about Moses, it was written that his rod, there were two angels that were attached to that rod. Anytime he lifted that rod, they went into manifestation. Historical text. Moses was a god, though. That's why Moses said, the Lord himself will raise, like me, a prophet. And that prophet was Jesus. So the only other person equal to his ranking. That's power by covenant. In Revelation chapter 5, the Bible says they sang the song of Moses in heaven. The song of a man. There are men that have, you see, working with God is not a waste of time. Oh, no, sir. No. You give your youth to serve God. Your friends are flexing. Don't worry. Don't worry. God is about to cut a covenant with you. Eh? When God, listen, as far as preaching is concerned, as long as God sends me there, there is a covenant God has made. Even if I don't study, utterance will flow. There is a, God showed me a place in scripture and he gave me the gift for this thing. Even if it's a graveyard, even if the people are dull, are you maha siango to lama kaye geteya? I've preached in places without music and I see people fall down in hotel. It's not because I study too much. No, there's a covenant that backs it. He said, I've put my words in your mouth and I've covered you with the shadow of my hands, that I will plant with you the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say to Zion, you are my people. That's a covenant. Are you ready to pray this night? God is calling a generation that he will covenant with. A generation that he will agree with. This thing called money, eh? You don't need to sell your soul to get it. No. It can come by covenant. It can come by covenant. God can just have an agreement with you and that is it. All the demons in your fathers have put together, you will rise effortlessly, effortlessly, effortlessly. Even your family, they will see you do things nobody has ever done. Your name didn't change. Your middle name didn't change. But there's a covenant backing you, sir. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In the kingdom, eh, you're as powerful as the covenant you have with God. Not anointing, no. Everybody can be anointed. The real place of dealing is covenant. Covenant. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you ready to pray tonight? I didn't even finish my teaching. I didn't tell you how to access this power. Maybe I'll talk about that another day. But I just feel it stirring in my spirit like we are going to pray tonight. Are you hearing me? Listen, this conference is an induction service for some people. It's a matriculation service for some people. You know, when you enter a new institution, they do matric for you. You are a bona fide member. From this conference, some of you will begin your work with God in another level. Some of you, God will arrest you and begin to do business with you. And after a year, when you go back to your father's house, the body didn't change, the face didn't change, the name didn't change, but there is power. There is something about you that they can't understand. Malarakas, give me substance, give me proof, give me presence, give me you, give me substance. Give me proofs, give me presence. Let it show that I met with you. Let it show that I'm. Let it show that I met with you. Let it show that I met with you. Hallelujah. There is a man of God in this country. Listen, before we pray. Ha! You think you have seen the anointed ones? It's now that they are rising, you know. Reverend Mosi Maduba. How many of you know him? Look for his picture and put it up for us in the screen. He's a professor. One of the silent fathers. Listen to this testimony. I saw this one this afternoon. They said that the war in Liberia, many of you remember Liberia war years ago. Nothing could stop that war. People were dying every day. They said that God revealed to this man of God, who was not even known then. God told him that the reason why this war in Liberia cannot end, even with the intervention of UN. He said there is a shrine somewhere in Liberia. They sacrificed 12 virgins there. That thing raised an altar there, and that's what is taking blood. He said, go to Liberia and bring down that altar and end the war. Reverend Mosi entered plane, traveled to Liberia. You see, many of you are even struggling to know him, but God told Elijah that I have 7,000 that have not bowed. The days for the anointed ones have come. Oh, the real anointed ones, they're about to rise. That's the man there, still alive, still preaching. Elderly man. He traveled to Liberia, went to the man commanding the UN forces. He said, sir, God has sent me to Liberia to end this war. The man said, sir, do you know what you are saying? The man quoted Bible back to him. He said, do not tempt the Lord thy God. He said, well, whatever you say, but God sent me to end this war. Take me to so and so place. They said, no, we can't go there. The next day, the soldiers came together, carried him there. As soon as they got to the shrine, to show you the demonic power concentrated there, when they got to the shrine, the soldiers started fighting themselves. That was a war for how many years? He shouted at them, he said, stop! They stopped. Spoke to them, then they stood still. He went there, said some things, did some things, and left. The next day, the very next day, a war of many years that will not end. All the 12 factions came together and had a peace accord. War ended in Liberia. God is about to raise men like that from Nigeria again.
God is about to raise men like that from your nation again.
How many of you want that kind of power? If we had a man as powerful as that, Boko Haram would have ended. This thing is more than a war. How many years? It's going to 20 years. Some of you have lost family members, friends, with dreams and ambitions. Every day we live with fear and terror. But don't be afraid if you live in Maiduguri. For as long as I'm in Maiduguri, God told me that they will never penetrate and succeed. No, I've been saying it before. I'm telling you, I'm not boasting. Until the day I leave this city, then you can start praying. You can hear gunshots. You can hear bomb blasts. You even hear that they caught a suicide bomber. But God told me, he made a covenant with me. The night he made that covenant, nobody was there when I was praying. He didn't make the covenant with me because I have 1 million followers on Instagram. God does not look at things like men. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God told me, as long as you are in this city, the walls of this city is barricaded. Are you ready to pray tonight? You are going to ask God that in the course of this conference, let his power baptize you afresh. Power that will bring a total change and turn around. Let even your neighbors at home, your family members, even your enemies know that you have contacted something. If you can, open your mouth now and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Baptize me with your power. Baptize me afresh. Baptize me afresh. Baptize me afresh. Baptize me afresh. I want your power. I want your power. Let it rest upon my life before this conference is over. Power that transforms, power to become, power to subdue, power against. Hey, kaparagada sele koprotoya, rekete kaparada. Outside, pray, 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 pray. Hey, koparate kasika. Let something rest on my life. Before we go tonight, the Lord is telling me that we should pray this. Elijah told Elisha, he says, if you see me when I'm taken, you will have your request. What was his request? Let a double portion of what is on you rest on me. And when Elijah was taken by a wild way to heaven, the Bible says his mantle fell and Elisha picked it up. Elisha rented his clothes, he tore his clothes, and then he picked up the mantle of his master, meaning he broke out of his own and entered the anointing of his master. Or simply put, he broke out of his humanity and entered the divinity of his calling. When he took that mantle to River Jordan, he struck the Jordan and it opened. And from that day, Elisha became a prophet. You are going to ask God for the anointing and the mantle of your destiny. Some of you are called entrepreneurs. Some of you are called into fashion. Some of you are called as models into the modeling industry. Some of you are artists. Some of you are into the entertainment industry. Some of you are businessmen and women. Some of you are professionals. Some of you are ministers of the gospel. But you may be struggling now because you are not operating with the mantle of your destiny, with the anointing of your destiny. Are you ready to cry to Him? Say, oh God, let the anointing and the mantle for my destiny rest on my life in these 3 days. Rest on my life in these 3 days. Open your mouth and cry to Him. Open your mouth for 2 minutes and pray. Shadarakabala kresketelebrahai. Soprotobosi. Let the anointing, the mantle, the power, the grace for my assignment, for my destiny, rest on my life. Rest on my life. I'm tired of struggling. Are you praying at all? Young people, pray. Young people, pray. It is by prayer that you can receive. It is by prayer that you can lay hold. I have 5 minutes to close this service. We are going to do something tonight before we go. The Lord told me that today He is going to do a quick walk of deliverance and impartation. And I said, Lord, what is the formula? He said, tell the people to shout the name of Jesus 7 times. And a fountain of the power of God will break out in this place. Do you believe at all? Elisha told Naaman, he said, dip in River Jordan 7 times. If he had come out at the 5th time, he wouldn't have been cured. At the 6th time, he wouldn't have been cured. 7. We are going to shout the name of Jesus 7. And after that, I will take an altar call and we are done. Something is going to break out right now. He says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. And then there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess deliverance and impartation. It's the same power that brokers it. Are you ready to receive it right now? Lift your hands. Inside and outside. We are going to shout the name of Jesus. And after the seventh time, the power of God, even before the seventh time, there's going to be a release of power. Please, if the ushers are not close to you, just help your brother who is under the anointing. Because something quick is about to happen. There's an angel about to move in this place right now. Many of you are going to receive strange impartations that will do something to alter your life all through these 3 days. Many of you, the fire of God will land on your life. You will feel it on your body. You will go back to your school with it. You will feel it. Even when you go to sleep tonight, you will feel it on your head. It will not stop. Deliverances will happen right now. Covenants that are satanic will be broken. Chains will be broken off people. Are you ready right now? Lift your hands. Father, I place the anointing of your spirit on this shout. As we do it according to the instruction you gave me. To everyone inside and outside. Watching across all our viewing centers. And in the privacy of their homes. Let there be a release of your power. Let there be power for deliverance, for impartations, for signs and wonders. Let the heavens be opened over this place. As they give that shout of victory and deliverance. Are you ready now? My God, the power of God is about to move right now. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus. At the count of three, you will begin to shout the name of Jesus. You will shout Jesus 7 times. And at the 7th time, there's going to be an eruption of power. Chains will be broken. Yokes will be destroyed. Satanic covenants will be arrested. Witchcraft powers will be destroyed. Impartations of fire. Impartations, my God, is already happening. Are you ready? Father, let it fall. Let it fall from heaven. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Number 3, shout Jesus. Hey, Kaparakatayaga. Number 4, the power of God is moving. Shout Jesus. Yokes are breaking. Yokes are breaking. Fire is falling. Number 5, shout Jesus. 6, shout Jesus. At this 7th, there are 3 people at the overflow. Are there people there? There are 3 people that the fire of God is coming on right now at the overflow. Please bring them here. Bring them here. Ushers, I see the fire of God moving at the overflow. There are 3 people that will come under the power of the Holy Spirit right now at the overflow. Are you ready for the 7th shout? My God, I see the heavens opening right now. It is your time to receive. It is your season of deliverance. It is your season of power. Number 7, shout Jesus. Take it now. Take it now. For me, who comes in the name of our God? Bring them out for me. Blessed is he. Alabakaria tagosiata. He said, my horn shall that exalt as the horn of the unicorn. Malarase koria tenai. Hallelujah. Hear me. Every covenant with marine powers, I stand by the rod of the Melchizedek priesthood. Right now, I bring an end to those covenants. Let every marine altar catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. There's somebody here. Something was done with your belly button. I don't know where you are. Something was done, a negotiation, a transaction with Satan was done with your belly button. But right now, by the ministry of deliverance, I break that covenant. I break that covenant. I declare null and void by the power, hey, of the blood. By the power of the blood. Hallelujah. There are two people at the overflow. The Lord said there are two people with a heavy prophetic anointing. You are the overflow. Right now, I'm stretching my hands to the camera. The fire for your grace is resting on you. Two of you, right now. Take that grace. Bring them for me. There are two of them there. There's so much. The river is there, but we have to close now. Hear me. Tonight, I pray for you. Anything that has opposed your destiny, this night when you go to sleep, may you see those forces arrested and sent back to hell. Every force of hell that has opposed your destiny, that has fought your progress, may this night be the night of your exodus. May this night be the night of your exodus. In the name of Jesus. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Thank you, Father. That's it. That's one. Bring them for me. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. I release that mantle, that prophetic mantle. I release that prophetic mantle. Now. I release a strange anointing for the prophetic over this city. Over this land, by the rod of the apostolic, I release a carrier contestate. Anyone carrying a prophetic grace from today, let that grace be stirred up, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to close. Play. Just be silent. The Lord said I should wave my left hand. And he said there are four people here in the auditorium. There are four people. There is an angel carrying a horn of oil. The Lord said it's meant for four people. I'm going to wave my left hand and that anointing will come on four people. Bring them for me. It's a grace that you cannot stand. And the Lord said it's the oil to prosper. That's what I'm hearing. Right now, I wave my hand. Help them there. I wave my hand. Let it fall on those four people. Let it fall on them now. The oil to prosper. The unction to prosper. Take it now. Take it now. Receive that oil. Like it came on David. And the Bible says the Spirit of God remained upon him from that day forward. Take that grace right now. The oil to prosper. In anything you do. In anything you do. Aradelosia bababa. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your name. Please wave your hands and give Jesus all the glory. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Who is Amaka? Amaka, that's the name I heard. Amaka. Amaka, where are you? Overflow or in the auditorium? Amaka, come.
Jesus, we give you praise tonight. Mali has kabra meladila hasalu. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Father, I stretch my hands to these ones in the front. From today, we declare their exodus from every satanic covenant, from every satanic authority, from any satanic power who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. We declare their deliverance. And I declare that this impartation of grace rests upon their life all through these 3 days and forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we take an altar call before we go? Please permit me to do that. If you are here, inside and outside. If you are here, inside and outside. And Jesus is not your Lord and Savior. This is an opportunity for you. Please, everybody up, standing everywhere. We do this and we are done for tonight. I'm making an altar call now. Those people, just leave them. When they are done, you can take them back. But I'm making an altar call now. Jesus, you want Him to be your Lord and Savior. You know you don't have a relationship with Jesus. You know, you just pretend that you know Him, but you don't know Him. I'm going to count to 10. Whether you are outside or you are in the auditorium, keep your pride aside. Keep your reputation aside. Whether you are married or single, whether you are old or young, I will count to 10. I want you to come forward so that you can surrender your life to Jesus now. Let this be the first and the major miracle of this conference tonight. And as I make the count and they step forward, please clap for them. You want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? You want to have a relationship with Him? This is your moment. Or you want to rededicate your life afresh to Him? Your time starts now. Please run to Jesus right now. 1. 2, 3, don't wait to be the last. Whether you are the overflow or you are in the congregation here in the auditorium, Jesus is calling you. 4, 5, maybe if we clap better, they will come faster. 6, this is a call to surrender. You want to rededicate your life afresh. Or you want to make a one time, a first time decision for Jesus. You are tired of playing games. You want to know Him as your Lord and Savior. 7, 8, 9. Jesus is still calling you. Hallelujah. Can we stretch our hands towards these ones in front? And I want you, as you stretch your hands, to pray for them. If there are people from the overflow, I think there's still space here so they can come. Allow them to come into the auditorium. Those of you in front, please put your right hand on your chest and say this prayer briefly, but mean it from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I receive you into my heart. And I declare you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for me. And from today, I will live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please keep that right hand lifted before Jesus. Father, we declare by the authority of your word that their sins are forgiven, that they are born again, born of the Spirit. We declare that from today they walk in victory over sin, Satan, death, hell, and the grave. We declare that the grace to serve you and to walk in a relationship with you all the days of their life be imparted upon them. Let these ones receive the fire and the baptism of the Spirit of God. May their lives be forever changed. May the power of witchcraft and satanic influences be broken over their life. The power of addictions of all kinds be broken over their life. and they will serve you all the days of their life. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Look at me, those of you in front. This is the most remarkable decision you have made. Your journey with God begins tonight. He is now your father. You can call on him anytime and he will answer you. This conference is just beginning. Make sure you return back tomorrow. There's more that God wants to do in your life. And your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. As you come back tomorrow, make sure you come with someone. Tell someone tonight and tomorrow morning what the Lord has done. And bring them here tomorrow to experience the Jesus that you have experienced. In Jesus' mighty name. Please turn to your left. There's a lady waving her hands. She will lead you to our counselors. Walk straight to her. And our counselors will have a word with you. Let's celebrate God for them. Are you excited for souls that are won?
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.